The Sikh is from the Kutta Sikh of Chelek Aleph, Parsha Ve'eda, page 125, where the Rebbe explains that the Geula is already here. In this week's seven, Parsha Ve'eda, we find the four expressions about the Geula that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. There are the Psukim say, Ve'hitzesi, Ve'hitzalti, Ve'ga'alti, Ve'lakachti. So the Rebbe explains, as is Bavust, as the field of Shaina Shal Geula, from Haintek Esedre, Ve'itzesi ve'itzalti ve'galti ve'lakachti, Zayin Kenege the Dalet Geulas. The four expressions of redemption in this week's Sedre, Ve'itzesi I will take out, Ve'itzalti I will deliver, Ve'galti I will redeem, Ve'lakachti I will take you to me, they correspond to the four redemptions from Galus Mitzrayim and the other subsequent exiles. The Fumis Pashtandik as the Loshon Vehevesi is the Sanaliyah Yeser in the Gula de Losid Lavi. From this we understand that the fifth expression, the fifth term for Gula, which is the word Vehevesi, and I will bring you, this is a special superior quality in the era of the redemption through Mashiach. Was bechlal teilt sich if yemesa Mashiach und chatzchru v'chul, which generally it is divided in yemesa Mashiach, the days of Mashiach, and chatzchru, which is a higher level in the Geula ha'asida itself. From them was echad fifth loshon had the Rebbe Shtei gezocht by Geulas Mitzrayim, being that Hashem said this fifth expression in the context of the redemption from Mitzrayim, is verstandig as umfangendig von Yitzias Mitzrayim hat sich schon angeheben die Gula Ha'asida. It is understood that beginning from Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gula Ha'asida, the future redemption, has already begun. In alle ihre Inyonim, in all its details, lay dem Wort von Kwe Kedushas Meir V'chami Admur, according to the saying of the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, as from Yitzias Mitzrayim on, that from the redemption, from the liberation of Mitzrayim, and further, Fortmets of the Geula de la'asid, we are traveling, we are riding to the future Geula. Sivbeis, the Gemara in Baba Kamed of Chavbeis and Aleph says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Eishei Mishum Chetzei. The Gemara is discussing there the liability for damages. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. What liability does a person have when he lights a fire and it damages the possessions and it damages someone else's objects and possessions? Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Rabbi Yechanan says, Eishe, the liability of lighting a fire is Mishum Chetzye. Chetzye is an arrow. It is similar to shooting an arrow. That means that the liability that one has for lighting a fire is just like an arrow. When you shoot the arrow, it doesn't do any harm. It only does harm when it comes to its destination, to its target. So similarly, when you light the fire, it's not doing any harm. But a fire travels, a fire moves, and from the place where you lit the fire, it travels and goes to another place, and over there it does damage. So it's the similarity of lighting a fire is the same as shooting an arrow, which is by the agency of the person's force. Not that he is doing it now directly, but it is acting like it's his agent. Like a fire, like an arrow. Thus haste, what does this mean? As bald wie man sieht an Feier, wird man schön ins Chai, wenn die Hezeik ist, was will nach Reis kommen später. When the fire does damage, this person is not lighting the fire. But the person becomes responsible and liable for the fire that he lit, for any damages that he's going to do later, he becomes responsible as soon as he lights the fire. In Flug, he said, One might think that when the fire is doing the damage, this person is not liable. Why should he be responsible for the damage that the fire is doing when he is already not doing it? So why do we hold him liable? Now the chiyuv is the unsinned in the fire. But the liability is because he started the fire, he lit the fire. This he did willingly. So when, as soon as he lit the fire, although the fire actually did not do damage till sometime later, and later he can be remorseful and regretful as much as can be. Nevertheless, he is held responsible and liable for that because when he lit the fire, he did it on purpose. He did it willingly. This is talking about damages. The Gemara says that a good measure is much stronger than a negative measure. So if, when you're talking by damages, the whole damage is considered already as having been done. As soon as you started the fire, is that by me the teva avadaze. So in a positive sense, it is definitely like that. As bald vidareibishter hot sugizok, vehevesi eschem aleret hateva. As soon as Hashem promised that I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael, was does gate of the dargel yena fungula de laosi. This is speaking about the higher level of the geula of Mashiach. So as soon as he said Vehevesi, as soon as he made that statement and he started that process, so everything has already been done. Siv Gimel, Vehinim Tonis from Tisha B'Av, Zavde Zalbe Rabbi Yechanan, about the fast of Tisha B'Av, the same Rabbi Yechanan, who said that Eishem Mishum Chitziyay, in Baba Kameh, the same Rabbi Yechanan says in the end of Masech Tainis, Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph, he says concerning the fast day of Tisha B'Av, as Erevot Masechim Yevendem Tonis Dem Tzenten Tog Inov. We fast today on the 9th of Av. The Beis Hamikdash was lit close to the Shki of the 9th of Av and it burnt most of the 10th. So Rabbi Yechanan says that if it would have been within his power, he would have made the Tonis on the 10th of Av. Why? But Tisha B'Av is not the Rav Beis Hamikdash given Gantz. Because on the 9th of Av, most of the Beis Hamikdash was complete. Under Iker, Haschurbim is given Basiri B'Av. And most of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash happened on the 10th of Av. So the question is asked, Frechtman laid them the mountain cloud according to the principle that he mentioned before. Al B'Shas men Tzint on fire. That when you light a fire, that's when the complete damage is already done. That's when you become liable when you light the fire. Hankvibal, that's the Ronfang from Brennan, is given Tisha B'Av. So the same thing by the Beis Hamikdash, being that the beginning of the fire, when was the Beis Hamikdash lit? It was on Tisha B'Av. Hadzich doch l'das, Rabbi Yechanan alein in Tisha B'Av, shen abgitan der ganzer inyan. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, when did the complete destruction happen? On Tisha B'Av, when the fire was lit. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say that he would have made the Tonis on the 10th above? Nor did the clearing is. What is the explanation? As the mantra klal is nor shayach by Abbas of Adam. That the whole concept of Eshem is from Chetziyai, that the liability for lighting a fire is because it is similar to shooting an arrow. This principle is only in relation to a person, to a man of flesh and blood. I'm not by the Eibishter, but by the Eibishter, it doesn't apply. So that is why Rabbi Yechanan is of another opinion, while he holds the opinion that Eishem Hashem Chetzin. In damages, but when it comes to the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, he holds differently because over there it's talking about the Eibishter. What is the difference? What is the distinction? Why should there be a difference between something that happens by the Eibishter and something that happens by a person. Is the Tamach and Chiluv, the reason for this distinction is by Eish, Vasasis Mishum Chitziyei, is Wiener, the Chetz is erased from sein hand, is a Shenit Kem Balabosefin. By fire, that the liability for fire is because it comes by human agency, meaning that is just like the person shot an arrow, so as soon, just like by an arrow, as soon as the arrow leaves his hand, he is not in control of what's going to happen to that arrow. The Mele is Beshasir of Avdim Chetz, or the Beshasir Sint on them fire, has a Shinobgit on the Ganser has. So therefore, being that he's not in control, the consequences of his lighting the fire or shooting the arrow are going to happen actually later, but it's as if, being that he shot it now, he did it now, so that's why the whole damage was done now. It's considered as if he did it now. Being that he's not in control of it anymore. Obimele pashtetmet, so it's understood, as by the Meibishten was by Yim Zayin and Eich, v'chitzim came on it arayt von hand, that by the Eibishter, that the fire never left his hand. The arrows never left his hand. Uner is alam ola balabos of them, and he's always in control of the fire and of the arrows. Ba'im hodzich dizach priya nid dobgitam v'aler kenus alamot yin tzirik. By the Eibishter, you can't say that it's already something which is a done deal. Because a person, when he shoots the arrow, he's not anymore in control of it. But the Eibishter, who has not released the arrows from his hand, they never left his hand, the fire never left him, he's always in control of it, so you can't hold him responsible for something which he did before, as long as he's in control of it, and he can hold it back later also. So as long as he's in control of it, that's when his responsibility should be held for this thing. That is the distinction between something that happens by a person and something that happens by the Eibishter. Therefore, that is the reason. Zogt Rabbi Yechanan, as min hod gedart kevei, zayn dem tonis ba'asir above. That is the reason why Rabbi Yechanan says that the tonis, the fast of Tisha B'Av, should have been ba'asir above and a tenth above, v'rum ha'gam as ba'esh heitzasa. But Tisha B'Av, although the Hashem lit the Beis HaMikdash, and the ninth above, Fundesvigan, however, being that Hashem can always draw back, he can pull back and change that which he did, he's always in control. So the fact that the Beis HaMikdash started burning on Tisha B'Av, that is not yet the Churban. The Churban didn't happen on Tisha B'Av. Most of the Churban happened on the 10th of Av. So seemingly, when it comes to the Geula, when we come and say that Vehevesi is a reference to the Geula of Hasidim, and that all of it happened right in the beginning when God took out the Jews from Mitzrayim, so the same question would apply. We're saying here that when Hashem assured and promised Vehevesi, I will deliver them. That is when the Geula was already complete. Vibaldas is the Chalam Obaim in hand, being that this is always in Hashem's hand. He's always in control. Umi Yemelaim Matasi, who tells him what to do? Ubimele is the Kolzman that Hot Nit Abgitan Dominion Mepeil. So as long as he hasn't done it in actuality, Hotadarinin of Nit Abgitan. So he has not yet done this Inyan. So how can we say that Vehevesi, that the beginning of the Geula Hasida has already taken place, it's as if the whole Geula is here already, when by Hashem, as long as it hasn't actually happened, he can still pull it back. So how do we apply the same concept, while in other places we say that by Hashem it's not that way? Siv Dalet, Abu Be'emes is thus concussion. But this is not a real question. It's brought down in the Rambam that when Hashem makes an evil decree, God forbid, Hashem can pull it back and change it. He can annul and nullify that decree. Aber von Zeres Teves hat er kein Mund nicht geraten. But when he makes a good decree, when he says something good will happen, that he never regrets and he never pulls it back. As the Pasuk says, Ha'u Omar V'leyi Kimena Bitnia. If God said that he's going to do a good thing and he will not fulfill his promise, that's something that doesn't happen. When Hashem promises a good thing, it must happen. And now in our case, when Hashem promised that he's going to deliver the Jewish people, which is of course a good thing, and he will never regret this promise, is thus ki'ilu ve'eris kavyochu mukhechim them. So it's as if, so to say, as if he is forced to do this. And thus is kavyochu v'ibaya mention nachdem v'drecheitzi sh'nereitzen zayn ha'am. This is, so to speak, equivalent to a person shooting an arrow or lighting a fire which leaves his hand and he's not in control of it anymore. So the same thing by the Eibishter, being that he promised and he must fulfill it, so it is, so to speak, as if he must fulfill this promise. Choch as the Maila is the Nitshaya can Hechlech Chas V'Shalom. Although, God forbid, you cannot say that God must do something, and Hakol B'Ritzeini is Baruch, and everything is by God's will. Fundestvigen, however, the Baal doesn't say Ritzeini is Baruch, but however, after God willed, God wanted that it should be this way, as an Indian tape, that came on it, that a good thing, which he promised, he will never nullify, is doch den Indian amuchrich. God is not forced to do anything. But once he establishes that this is how he's going to do it, so this thing has to take place the way he established. Legabde meibishn izicha, as thus is beritzeni izbarach. God himself is not forced to do it because it's by his will. But I'm does good for what the Indian is a mukhrech, is as well as is beritzeni izbarach. Because why must this thing happen in such a way? It's because this is God's will. Abidosh was his negate to them Indian, but as far as how the thing will happen, is doch der Indian amuchrech weil der Indian kem b'shum eifu nit botlmel. The thing, the phenomenon must happen because God wants it to happen, so this is a must. Meaning that God is not forced to do it. But this phenomenon must happen because God wants it to happen that way. He established that a promise for the good is never recalled. The male of the Gabbai, the minion, is the glass of Abbas Abedam. So as far as bringing the Geula, as far as this phenomena is concerned, it is similar, it is comparable to like a person does it. That once he releases the arrow or the fire, he's not in control of it anymore. Was der Chet is erased from sein hand, just like by a person when the arrow leaves his hand, was der Chet can be shemeifen, nid gain surik, the arrow cannot come back. So similarly is also with the phenomena of God's promise, what he promised, that is something which must be because God wants it to be in that fashion, to be in that way, that when he says and he makes a promise for something good to happen, it must happen, it cannot be nullified. Sivhei, the Indian in Aveda is, how is this expressed in Aveda's Hashem, in the service of Hashem? V'shas m'veitza zigula b'izinim gresten ilui, ishefara nitzte. When we become aware that the Geula, in its highest level, we already have now, as his men need was zidart in his galavern, it is only that it has to be revealed, is asach gringe zu durchgehen alle halamas für stadium was in dem hazen beklau ob es man golos befrat und in the lesser days be prate pratis. So it is much easier, it takes off the difficulty of going through and overcoming the obstacles and impediment of Edom Hazen in general, of the time of Golos in particular, especially in the most recent generations. Esedem, moreover, was is bavus das alle menis wie kuben was seinen Dörfteren mitzis, seinen Nitken emissen mitzis chas v'sholem. It is known that all impediments and obstacles against Eidah mitzvahs are not something of substance, God forbid. Mer nit via helm behester, it is only a concealment, but they are risruf and tiefer the keifes in Avedis Hashem, in order to bring out a challenge and bring out deeper, greater powers that a person has to summon in order to serve Hashem, is noch mer. As mitzad the gula vaziz behem islamit ishen do itzter, as far as the gula is concerned, that truthfully, we already have it now. So if we have the gula now, the concealment, the obstacles and impediments have already been taken away now. They've been removed. So when we are aware that this is only something of the imagination, from them, and we are not faced by these impediments and obstacles, but we go with strength and pride in Gdusha and holiness, then the concealment also is removed as far as the eye of flesh is concerned, the physical eye is concerned, as is felt the top of it, that we see that everything is done for the good, and then we also see with the physical eye that everything that Hashem does is for the good.